From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's renewing his call for comprehensive immigration overhaul, hoping to build momentum with an appearance at Washington, D.C.'s American University today. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the president says both parties need to move beyond political posturing and special interest wrangling on the issue.
The speech is the first Mr. Obama has given as president on this issue. It follows two meetings the president had at the White House, one with immigrant advocates and the other with Hispanic lawmakers. He didn't announce any new proposals today, but he did reaffirm his commitment to a bill that both secures the border and provides a path to legalization.
The question now is whether we will have the courage and the political will to pass a bill through Congress. To finally get it done.
It's unlikely a bill could pass this year. Any legislation would need Republican support in the Senate, and so far the only Republican who's worked on a bill, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, has backed away from the effort. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The Obama administration's reportedly planning to release details of a revised moratorium for deepwater offshore oil drilling. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told reporters today he expects an Interior Department announcement in the next few days. The government's been trying to finalize a new moratorium after a federal judge blocked a six-month ban imposed as a result of the historic BP oil spill. Large sections of the northeastern Mexican city of Matamoros is underwater after Hurricane Alex made landfall late yesterday. It has since been downgraded to a tropical storm, but its severe impact is still being felt in Mexico's Tamaulipas state. Where NPR's Jason Beaubien seeing the damage up close.
Ciudad Victoria is the capital of Tamaulipas. It's a city of about 300,000 people, fairly small for a Mexican capital, and it's also fairly spread out. There's only a few high-rise buildings. Some of those high-rises, however, had damage to them. You can see that some of the windows were blown out. Banorte, one of the big banks, its big sign out front toppled over, went through a Walmart parking lot, and all of the canvas awnings have been ripped free of their supports and are just flapping, and all of the shopping carts are strewn all over the place. There's a fair amount of damage across this entire city, mainly trees that are down, light poles that are down, and awnings that have been ripped away from the building.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting. The storm largely spared Texas, but did spawn some tornadoes, and there were reports of at least one death in Mexico. We're getting reports of multiple explosions, at least two explosions near a market in Lahore, Pakistan today. Police say at least six people were killed. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 55 points at 9,719. This is NPR. NASA's extending the life of the space shuttle program into next year. Today, the space agency announced it needed more time to get cargo ready for the final two flights. The last mission is now scheduled for late February. Endeavour bears that honor. It's scheduled to deliver scientific instruments to the International Space Station. Police in Michigan are on the lookout for drivers who text behind the wheel. WGVU's Lindsay Smith reports a state's ban on texting while driving is one of a handful that took effect today.
Lawmakers hope the threat of big fines will make the road safer. But Grand Rapids resident Sean Watt doubts it.
Nobody's going to stop. It's like the seatbelt thing. It doesn't make anybody wear a seatbelt.
I myself don't wear a seatbelt.
I mean, it's like you see a cop, you put it away. That's all it is. It's like, oh, cop, seatbelt. Oh, there, cop, put the phone down.
In Michigan, texting while driving is now a primary offense, meaning police could pull someone over for just texting. Drivers who deny they were doing so could have their phone records subject to a search warrant to prove it. First-time offenders face a $100 fine. Repeat offenses are double. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith in Grand Rapids.
Toyota's reporting a sharp drop in U.S. sales. Today it announced a 14% decline from May to June. The company has been hurt by a string of safety-related recalls affecting more than 8 million vehicles worldwide. The automaker now says that nearly 300,000 of its vehicles, that include those in its Lexus luxury line, have faulty engines that could cause them to stall. U.S. government seeing a slight increase in planned layoffs from May to June, but last month's job cuts are still down by almost half from a year ago. This is NPR.